Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Roseanne, and I am calling because I think this it comes this. I have a credit card charge on my charge, and it's coming up the improved life quality, and it gives this telephone number. And I was wondering what this is, this call is, or this place is.
Alrighty,
are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, because I purchased something or I did a survey, and I was expecting a charge on my credit card, but not a $59.89 charge back on April 19th. And I'm just wanting to know, is this a survey promotional place that gives out prizes to people?
I'd be more than happy to look into it. Just spare me this one brief moment. If there was a survey that was taken, terms and conditions do come along with it. Did you enter any card information?
I did, but it didn't. It only said that there would be a $2 charge, not a $59.89 charge.
Okay.
That's a big difference. And if that is the if that is the case, then I need to speak with my, you know, I need to cancel this because
right.
I'm not going to pay that, okay?
Your zip code?
Was 08757.
First and last name?
Roseanne Makita.
What was the last four digits of the card that the purchase was charged?
I'd rather not give that information, honey, because
well,
I don't know where I'm calling from.
Well, I won't be able to assist you, ma'am. I can't do anything with your information but only help you. So, yes, ma'am, if there is a charge on the account and you dispute the transaction and it is not a fraudulent charge, then you can risk of losing that dispute and if when we could have just refunded the account ourselves. So, yes, ma'am, I don't see any of the information within our system with the information that you provided. So, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I'll just deal with it with my credit card company.
Understood.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer service.